Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngikubingelele futhi mlaleli ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Ubingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukhola in a program called Heart and Soul ku Radio Pulpit AM 657 DSTV channel 882. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke ngokulalela inhlelo zethu. Ngiyakuthemba ukuthi ziyakhulisa emoyeni. Ngiyathemba ukuthi you know we are contributing something to your Christian journey because we are the biggest radio station, Christian radio station in the Southern Hemisphere uma ngingaphosisa. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Namhlanje siyaqhubeka sikhulume ngamahubo 23 uhleli nami uSizwe wakwaZuma. Sizofunda manje uverse 5 amahubo 23. Sesaqala last week sikhuluma ngetafula. Kwafika futhi emoyeni wami ukuthi asiqhubeke futhi this week kuseseyinyanga entsha ka-April 2025. Sibone ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ngetafula. UNkulunkulu unguNkulunkulu okudekela itafula phambi kwakho, ebusweni bezitha zakho, ulideka phambi kwakho whilst your enemies are looking. Ebusweni bezitha zakho, whatever enemies that you have empilweni yakho, uzolideka itafula usimakade. Nanoma ngabe undlula kwesinjani isimo, lithizwe kaNkulunkulu mawufunda in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 likhuluma ngohana. Lithi this woman bekayinyumba, this woman bekamthanda uNkulunkulu, this woman bekamkhonza uNkulunkulu. Akusukho ukuthi wana bekangamthanda uNkulunkulu khona ebekangakwenzi kahle, but lithi zikaNkulunkulu bekasesithenjini, and then khona uPenina yena bekamthola umntwana noma bekanabo abantwana, but uHana yena bekanganamntwana. Aloka mthanda uNkulunkulu, aloka mkholwa uNkulunkulu, kodwa ngelinye lamalanga uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa isimo sakhe ukuthi abonakalise inkazimulo yakhe kwaIsrayeli. Wathi wena esakho isibeletho si-reserved ukuze sithwale umprofeti wami, because umprofeti bekangekho kwa-Israel at the time, bekhona abahluleli kuphela, futhi leso sikhathi u-Israel bekadukile ngendlela emangalisayo. But uNkulunkulu emuhle, uNkulunkulu wathi I am going to reserve this womb. But uHana lesikhathi andlula kuleso simo, she did not understand ukuthi mina kahle kahle I'm a reserved seat. Akuhlali muntu, akuhlali mntwana kulesibeletho, but my womb is actually chosen. My womb is actually reserved for the first prophet of Israel at the time. Well, it wasn't the first, but it was a prophet after a long time. UNkulunkulu embekile kanjalo. So nawe khona into uNkulunkulu ayireservile for impilo yakho. It may seem like you are not going anywhere right now, but uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo unguNkulunkulu othembekile mlaleli. Asifunde uverse 5 kuSalm 23 lithi ulungisa itafula phambi kwami ebusweni bezitha zami. Ngifuna ukuthi namhlanje ngibheke futhi ukuthi itafula, last week sesabheka itafula in the form of Jesus when he went to raise Lazarus from the dead. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu Israel wonke bekabhekile bafuna ukubona ukuthi kwenzakalani, but uJesu wavumela leso simo ukuthi sibehlele endlini yalabo ebekabathanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi they were his favorite people. You know, God's favorite people go through the most. If uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda, if uNkulunkulu favors you so much, sometimes you will be going through the most because uNkulunkulu usuke ekuthemba ngaleso sikhathi, ngaleso simo. But when God comes through for you, he will elevate you above everybody else, because part of the Christian journey ukuthi kube khona amahlazo abakhona endleleni esibhekana nawo, but lawo mahlazo uNkulunkulu avumela ukuthi sindlule kuwo, yilawo uNkulunkulu azowasebenzisa ukuthi akubeke to the next level. Angikhulumi ngamahlazo angamabomu, ngikhuluma by izimo oqhathaniswa uJehova, izimo ofakwa uNkulunkulu kuzo. So asiye lana in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Sibheka lapho u-Elijah sekazobhekana nabaprofeti bakaBhali, because Israel ngaleso sikhathi leso besekadukile, sekakhonza uBhali. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu kuverse 25, 1 Kings amakhosi okuqala chapter 18. U-Eliya wayesethi kubaprofeti bakaBhali, zikhetheleni inkunzi niyilungise kuqala ngokuba nibaningi, nibize igama likaNkulunkulu wenu, ningafaki umlilo nokho. Bayithatha inkunzi abayinikwayo, bayilungisa, balibiza igama likaBhali kwasekuseni kwaze kwabasemini ngokuthi, Bhali, siphenduleni. Kepha akubanga khozwi nophendulayo wayengekho baqhuma ngase altari ebelenziwe kwathi ngasemini uEliya wadlala ngabo wathi memezani ngezwi elikhulu noma engunkulunkulu mhlawumbe uyazindla noma uchezukile nje noma noma esohambeni noma elele edinga ukuvuswa base bememeza ngezwi elikhulu bazisika nangawomese nangemikhonto ngomthetho wabo kwaze kwatshata noma kwaze kwatshaza igazi kubo kwathi lapho isidlulile imini baprofetha kwaze kwanikelwa ngomnikelo wempuphu kepha akubanga khozwi nophendulayo nonakekelayo uEliya wayesethi kubantu bonke sondelani kimi bonke abantu basondela kuye wayeselungisa ialtare likaJehova elalidiliziwe uEliya wathatha amatshe ayishumi nambili njengomumo wezizwe zamadodana kaJakobe okweza kuye izwi likaJehova lathi igama lakho liza kuba nguIsrayeli wakha ialtare ngamatshe egameni likaJehova wenza umsele ngasealtare nxa zonke olingene namaseya amabili embewu wahlela izinkuni wayihlahlela inkunzi wayibeka phezulu kwezinkuni wathi gcwalisani izimbiza ezine ngamanzi niwathele emnikelweni wokushiswa naphezulu kwezinkuni wathi kwenzeni ngokwesibili wayesethi kwenzeni ngokwesithathu baphinda ngokwesithathu amanzi agobhoza ngasealtare nxa zonke wagcwalisa ngomsele ngamanzi kwathi ngesikhathi sokunikela ngomnikelo wempuphu uEliya umprofethi wasondela wathi Jehova Nkulunkulu kaAbrahama nokaIsaka nokaIsrayeli makwazeke namuhla ukuthi wena unguNkulunkulu kwaIsrayeli nokuthi mina ngiyinceku yakho nokuthi ngenzile konke lokhu ngezwi lakho ngiphendule Jehova ngiphendule ukuba laba bantu bazi ukuthi wena Jehova unguNkulunkulu nokuthi uphendukisela kuwe izinhliziyo wawusuwehla umlilo kaJehova wawuqeda umnikelo wokushiswa nezinkuni namatshe nothuli wakhotha amanzi asemseleni mlaleli lana sibona uElijah lithizwe likaNkulunkulu at that time uNkulunkulu imagine ukuthi belingananga for 3.5 years seba ikhohliwe nje into ekuthiwa imvula lithizwe likaNkulunkulu mawufunda ngenhla before sizofika kulama verse lawa ilwane bezifa you know and poverty was so bad ngendlela emangalisayo ngaleso sikhathi leso and at that time uElijah ubiza abaprofeti bakaBaal as we have read here because Israel wonke bekakhonza uBaal bekafuna ukuprova ipoint uNkulunkulu wazidekela itafula yena uqobo lwakhe ngaleso sikhathi lithizwe kaNkulunkulu sebawenzile noma sekalenzile ialtare likaJehova lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu wayesebatshela ukuthi thelana amanzi phezuke ezinkuni ngoba mawuthela amanzi you are making it impossible for fire ukuthi it can consume lezo inkuni lezo bese lithizwe likaNkulunkulu after sebawathelile amanzi wakhuleka kwabaka hanye ukuthi simakade sibonakalise bese uNkulunkulu waphendula ngomlilo ngaleso sikhathi leso bese mawehla nalo because ngenxa yesikhathi esikhona ukufunda mawehla nayo uIsrael wonke wamangala wakhothama wathi nangempela uJehova unguNkulunkulu sometimes uNkulunkulu uyavuma ukuthi anikeze isitha ichance ngempilo yakho anikeze isitha ichance ngefamily yakho anikeze isitha ichance ngebusiness yakho bese kube isikhathi sokuthi uNkulunkulu azibonakalise and uNkulunkulu by the time azibonakalisa uyovala imilomo yabo bonke bonke bazosho ukuthi nangempela lo ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu nangempela uNkulunkulu uyaphila uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuzenzela udumo ngempilo yakho mlaleli uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuyibonakalisa ngempilo yakho ufuna ukuprova amandla akhe ngeyakho impilo wena yekela ukucomplaina ngalesimo ondlula kuso bese uyambonga lithi uthi umhlabelelo wesiZulu umdumise njalo nasenhluphekweni nasenhluphekweni yakho I'm encouraging you ukuthi wazi ukuthi umhlengi wakho uyaphila ngifuna ukukutshela mlaleli ukuthi no matter what you are facing namhlanje ekuseni but uNkulunkulu ukhona ene uNkulunkulu uzoyisiza impilo yakho uNkulunkulu uzozibonakalisa empilweni yakho uNkulunkulu uzozibonakalisa esimini sakho ngoba enguNkulunkulu onamandla enguNkulunkulu ethembekile uNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli next week siyaqhubeka sibheka ukuthi uSam 23 uthini eimpilweni zethu.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.